This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It's a Donnie Football Friday. We're taking a tour around the sports world. And here we take a little stop at Mike White Island. Donnie, it's the Post-Gazette's semi-retired, but not really, Mike White, their high school sports guru and a very good friend of mine. How are you, Mike?
I'm okay, Smoking Joe. How are you? You got Donnie. Is he now Donnie Basketball at all?
He is a little bit. He's a little bit of Donnie everything, and we're curious if you ever covered one of his games at Greensburg-Salem and maybe interviewed him. He was the center for the ball club. When was that, Donnie?
I told Joe no to that question, Mike, because I was on some pretty bad teams. My sophomore year in the fall of 2011, we were pretty good. We took TJ to overtime in the first round of the playoffs, but beyond that, a pretty brutal brutal finish to the high school career for the Golden Lions.
I can't tell you the last time I covered a Greensburg-Salem sporting event. Oh, you know what? When they made it to the state championship game.
2009.
2009 with Chris Klimchuk.
Yep. And hell of a player, that kid.
Yeah, and his dad, longtime coach. And they had a, what was his name? A Matthews kid, the blonde-haired kid.
Josh Matthews, I think.
Yes, went to the, yes. So they made it to this championship game. Otherwise than that, I haven't been to Greensburg-Salem very often in my career.
And they got Paul Sapochny back there, the legendary coach. He's now back, second tour of duty.
Yes, he was the one who coached them in 2009.
Yep.
Although they were in the most ridiculous state playoff football game ever back when the state football playoff started in 1988. This was 89, and they had some goofy rule that the PIAA did, if you lost in your district playoffs, it didn't mean anything. It went on some point system that included mostly regular season. So Greensburg-Salem lost in the first round of the football playoffs in 1989 of the WPIL playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to represent the WPIL in the state football playoffs.
I love that.
That's how ridiculous it was back then. They played Perry at South Stadium. I was there. Perry beat them and then went on in one of my favorite high school events ever. Perry beat Berwick in the state championship. Berwick had won the year before, beat Aliquippa. Everybody thought they'd win a championship. And here comes a City League team from Perry and beats them. In the last play of the game, a kid they called Pepsi because he had a body like a Pepsi can, the Perry kid said, intercepted the ball, ran it back 102 yards for a touchdown to clinch the game.
Oh, my God.
And no, Joe, this is bringing back so many memories. This was unbelievable. George Curry, after the game, legendary coach, winningest coach in history at that time, Pennsylvania, accused the refs of cheating. And I called him Monday to see if he wanted to back off those comments. And he said, I thought, God rest his soul now, but I thought we only saw this involving Pete Rose and games and cheating.
Wow.
And he actually said that on the record, and he got in some hot water with the PIAA, and rightly so. So, but not to, yeah. He said on the record, I thought he only saw this in Pete Rose things. But, yeah, those are some great memories. Greensburg Salem's bringing them back.
That is incredible. Well, this is why we pay you the big bucks, Mike, when we come on here. And I don't know how often we'll do this. I hope often if you're available. I think you're an untapped resource right now. We're just going to take, like, weird, you know, trips down who knows what roads here. So this
okay.
is
this
is beautiful. We have basketball playoffs coming up. Who's the single best basketball player, male and female, that you ever saw in Western Pennsylvania?
In Western Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Well, the best
other than Malzi at North Catholic.
The best I ever, well, I saw LeBron play in high school, and he was the best high school player I ever saw. The best thing that I saw in Pennsylvania was Billy Owens from Carlisle, four-time state champion. And, Joe, his senior year, 1988 state championship game, 53 points against Jimmy McCoy and Central Catholic, 19 of 22 from the field.
My God, he went full Bill Walton.
Yes, yes. Western PR, all right, since I've covered okay, so that would be since, like, 1980, I would probably go Danny Fortson of Shaler, played 10 years in the NBA. And, I talk about him. I talk to you about him time after time. In light of what he did his senior year, and in light of what he has become and done since, I'm going to go TJ McConnell. Because he scored 1,000 points his senior year, Joe. And he took them to the state championship game against a bunch of Division I guys. And they couldn't guard him. Against Newman Garetti. And what he's done, I still say he's one of the greatest success stories in the history of kids who grew up in Pennsylvania. Are you kidding me? A suburban point guard playing 10 years in the NBA, he's probably going to play longer possibly than maybe one or two guys ever in the history of the WPIL. And he's a factor. He's not just a, you know, sit on the bench type of guy.
Oh, no, he's a good player. How about girls?
Swin Cash and Susie McConnell. Mm. I mean, I'm, you know, here's McConnell's again. I think Susie McConnell should be in the Basketball Hall of Fame. I mean, Joe, she still is the leader, all-time NCAA leader in assists, still to this day. And until one other girl, Sabrina Ionescu, came along, she was the NCAA leader in all-time in triple-doubles as like a 5'4" point guard. And then she played, I think she was all rookie team for the Rockers in the NBA after she had like one or two kids. And a great career, was the WNBA Coach of the Year one year, the Minnesota Lynx. She should be in a pro basketball hall of fame.
Donnie
football should be in a pro football.
Mike, you brought up some great players there. How about some of the most legendary coaches, or maybe an individual legendary coach that you got to cover in the WPIAL?
Well,
hoops-wise.
Basketball-wise, I mean, there's some great ones. Don Graham won, like, 900-and-some games as North Catholic. He never won a championship. He was in the old Catholic League and then the WPIL. He didn't coach Malzi, I don't think. But, you know.
Have you ever played against Malzi? Mike?
No, and I never saw him play either. I might have seen him play, but I didn't know who he was at that time.
What did you make of his contention that in a pickup game at Penn State, he made 9 straight threes on 9 straight trips down the court?
I never saw him play, so I don't know.
You've seen Steph Curry play. I'd be surprised if Steph Curry made 9 straight threes. It's never happened in the history of basketball.
On 9 straight trips, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no. I don't believe that.
Donnie, do you? That's what his contention is, right? 9 straight trips.
Yeah, 9 straight threes. Yeah. Yeah, that's what he always goes with.
I didn't think it was 9 straight trips. I thought it was just shot attempts.
I think it's 9 straight trips down the floor.
That would be even more impressive than I originally thought.
The man was red hot.
Anyway, I interrupted you, Mike, and I apologize for that.
Well, that's okay. Speaking of nine straight trips, I did a thing this year I thought was kind of neat. I did a video with him, a story on him. And, Joe, I mean, you might appreciate this. On Rowan Carmichael, you saw him play.
I just watched him play against Beaver, yes.
Yeah, that was a great game to watch with him and Brady Mayo. The two leading scorers, WPIL. Yeah. I mean, you were texting me that from that game.
Bob, your name is Mike. I was at the game, and it was like watching Dominique and Larry Bird in that famous Game 7 in the 80s. It was phenomenal, Mike, for a high school game, for any game. You had these two kids going. There was one stretch. Now, Carmichael got in foul trouble. There was one stretch where it was boom, 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 boom. Just those two back and forth. I'm telling you, it was incredible.
Yeah, and I think it would have been even more incredible if he didn't foul out the fourth quarter, Rowan Carmichael.
Mayo had 45. I think they would have combined maybe for 85 or 90 points.
Yes, it reminded me a little bit of Smoking Joe Starkey and Mike White playing for the Post-Gazette against the Pittsburgh Press in that 1987.
That was a gigantic game. We couldn't corral Joe Bendel inside, as I recall.
That's right.
It was too much for us.
I need more details on that game.
Oh, it was great. They freaking put a box and one on me after a little bit, Joe. Do you remember that?
Yeah, Mike got hot early. They go box and one, and then Bendel, he was strong, big, inside.
We
had a lot of stuff. Phil the late, great Phil Axelrod.
Yes, was
a gutsy performer.
And John the Owl Young, the Owl.
The Owl?
He came off
the bench with a lot of energy.
Right.
Any other big-time players in that one?
Rich Emmert
Jerry
was playing.
Dulac.
Jerry Dulac played? I forgot about that.
Yes, he did. And we played at St. Teresa's in Munhall. Terry Shields got the gym. Quite a showdown on a Sunday night. We'll never forget it.
Me neither.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, going back, I did this story earlier this year, and I did a video with him, and I don't know if you saw it or heard of it. I find this remarkable. And I got to back up because Micah Mason is the all-time leader in three-point shooting in WPIL with 342. He's still one of the all-time leaders in best three-point percentage in NCAA history. I think he's like 6 or 7 when he went to Drake and then Duquesne. Anyway, I got to know him and his dad pretty well. I used to coach against him in AAU. But anyway, when he was a senior, he always used to tell me, bring your son out and work out with me someday, him and his dad. So I did, Joe. And he does this drill. He did this drill. It's called SUM. Shoot until you miss. 5 spots on the court. Corner, wing, top of the key, wing, corner. And you shoot until you miss from each spot. So when you're done, you're going to have 5 misses. Now, a lot of kids, normal kids, would probably end up, I don't know, maybe 13th or 18th, whatever. I rebounded for him, Joe, with my son. He made 42 of 47.
Wow.
Okay. Yes. So, Rowan Carmichael, great shooter, leading scorer WPIL this year, off their great start in January. So I'm interviewing him, and I told him about this thing with Micah Mason. And we were at Avonworth, and I said, you know what? What do you think you could do if you did that drill? And he said, I think I could beat it. I said, you could beat Micah Mason 42-47. Yep. So he did it, and we videoed it. Joe, and it's on video. The kid from Avonworth, leading scorer WPIL this year, really fun to watch. He beat it. He made 44 of 49.
Oh, my God.
Including 19 in a row at one point.
Eat your heart out, Malzi.
That's pretty good.
That is amazing.
I mean, no, it's not the NBA three-point line, but and it's on video. I was there. That's the leading scorer in WPIL. One of the kids, definitely, if you get a chance to go see in the WPIL playoffs.
Man, I would love to see him in Mayo again. That would be a hell of a matchup, Mike, and I would love to see you there. Perhaps you and I could go together with Donnie, and you can treat us to dinner.
I'm there. Definitely. I don't know if I'm treating you two to dinner,
but
I'll be
there. You still owe me that steak dinner.
I know. I'll treat you two to dinner. Let's make a pilgrimage, Mike. Me, you, Donnie, and Limits. We'll all go to a playoff game together.
Hey, Donnie, you know who was asking about you the other day?
Who's that?
Nobody. Okay. Come on.
Wow.
I thought you were going to say your son,
Mike,
Danny. I've crossed paths with him a few
These
times.
These two don't even know each other, and Mike just came off the top rope like Benzie at the Tomlin news conference.
Wait a second. You've been out with my son, Danny?
Yeah, my college roommate was Drew Brown, a North Hills legend.
No!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I never knew that.
Yep.
than you have been with the Joe. I gotta tell you real fast. You mentioned Drew Brown. He's does all kind of stuff for TV. Maybe the best line I ever heard from Stan Saverin. Can I say it when I was doing a football game with Stan on TV?
Yeah, as long as it's not a swear word.
No, it's not. Drew Brown, a little robust, right, above the body, Drew Brown,
right?
A little bit. So we're doing the Class A football game, and this was one of the first years of the pylon camera on a football field. And so they had a play in the end zone. I was the color commentator. Stan was the play-by-play, and he said, and they showed the pylon camera. And I said jokingly, you know what, Stan, I have a question. That pylon camera, who's in there? How do they get that guy in that pylon? And then I said, is Drew Brown in, because he was the stage manager that day, I think. Is Drew Brown in that pylon? And Stan said, oh, come on, Drew Brown would never fit in there. He said that on the air.
Man, that's a dart.
That is a dart and a half. Limits, would you like to?
We're talking about a lot of things that probably nobody cares about. But
No, I think they do. That's the whole point of this, Mike. This is experimental radio. Limits, would you like to finish off the questioning of Mike White?
I would love to. Mike, you talked about St. Teresa Munhall as a great venue. What's one of your favorite venues that you've seen covering basketball or football throughout the years?
What a great question. Mike, those old gyms like that place and St. Elizabeth's, which Limits has experience with, where everybody's watching from the bowl up above. What a great question.
Well, I'm not going to do football because we always talk about football stadiums. So we're going to talk about basketball. You mean like grade school gyms or are you talking high school gyms?
Either or.
Oh, well, gosh, because I went to a Catholic grade school, so I used to see all those gyms. I mean, St. Mary's of Lysing, they had that gigantic tournament there every year. Court as tall as a shoebox. Yeah.
Legendary.
But it had that balcony on it, which is great.
Oh, my gosh. I played in that tournament, Mike. We used to sit on church pews as the bench. The bench was pews.
Yes. Yes. I played in that tournament in 7th and 8th grade. In 8th grade, we lost to St. Bartholomew, and their star player was Greg Morelli, who was Anthony Morelli's dad, the former Penn State Penn Hills quarterback. Little trivia there. And that's also where I saw, you guys don't know him. You might have. The greatest grade school basketball player I ever saw, Johnny Ryan from St. James Wilkinsburg. He went on to play at Wilkinsburg and then played guard at Pitt. He was incredible. He scored 44 in like grade school games.
Wow.
But anyway, as far as high school, you know, one I really like and has so much history, if you've ever been to Beaver Falls, their gym is at the middle school. It's you go in, it's like a pit, and it's like a horseshoe. Old-time, like, cement bleachers, like, all in one. And up above, all around, up above, there's a walkway, and pictures of their old great teams. And they had some great ones, including Joe Namath on a team sitting in a front row with a team picture. I think they might have gone to the WPL Finals with Joe Namath. But that gym has so much history, and that's one of my favorites, without a doubt.
How about Ambridge? How about old Ambridge with the little tiny bleachers?
But they have a new gym. That with the old one with Dick DeVincio,
yes,
where you did have the balcony and everything. Oh, without a doubt, that one. Current ones, you know, awesome. I really like Baldwin's gym, and here's why I like it. They have seats in the end zone.
Right.
I love seats in the end zone. I hate football stadiums with only seats on one side. That's not a stadium. That's a
Limits. Limits is beaming right now because he's a Baldwin guy. Mike, we have to run.
I know he is.
What an appearance that was, Donnie.
That was electric.
I mean, that was, Mike, that was great stuff. We're going to do this again.
Without a doubt. I'd love it, Joe.
Thank you, sir, for taking the time.
See you, Donnie. See you, Austin.
Thanks,
care,
Mike.
Guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Read Mike's stuff at postgazette.com. Donnie, that was incredible. I still can't believe he took a shot. You guys don't even know each other. He said, Donnie, guess who's asking about you? You said who? He said nobody.
I gotta use that on somebody.
That was
That's
amazing.
A great one. The funny thing is, The funny thing is, I've known his son for probably 10 years now because my college roommate, who's still one of my best friends today, Drew, he went to North Hills with Mike's son.
Yeah.
And they've been buddies, you know, forever.
I played golf with Mike and his son, and Terry Shields, an old editor at the Post-Gazette, and I made a bad impression on everybody because I was playing horribly and swearing.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
Not uncommon either. Maybe the playing horribly
the bad impression
is on, it doesn't
or the
happen.
Playing horribly.
No, Joe usually plays pretty well.
Limits, what did you make of Mike White's first appearance here? First official appearance in his new capacity as we don't know what yet.
I liked it
so
as a high school correspondent.
Yeah, that was fun. Let's do it again.
Donnie, did you feel offended by the shot that he took at you?
Donnie,
no,
that
I
was
did
one
not.
Hell of a shot. It was weird because
anything I could put that baby in the holster to use on somebody later.
Well, Joe,
I love a good like dad joke that gets worked into things.
You guys don't even have you ever? You said you had never met him.
I've met him. I don't think he ever knew. I don't think he knew until today that I have known his son for
right. But that kind
long.
Of sort of you know chop busting shot is usually between two good right. friends, right? I was astounded by it. Were you?
I was a little bit taken aback, but. But still, I don't really get worked up by that stuff, and if anything, it's getting worked into the rotation.
Donnie was appalled by what was said to him. He couldn't believe it. Stunned.
I'm telling you, that was like if anything was working back there, you could play Benzie coming off the top rope at that last Tomlin news conference when all the questions were so nice, and then he says, was Pickens late to the Christmas Day game? You remember that?
Oh, and he froze.
Yeah.
The big man froze.
All right. Next up is the Limitless Express, I believe.
No.
The Next Old Breakdown.
Yes.
Okay. It's the
very
same thing.
Very similar things. I mean. No, it's not the same thing.
Ah, all right. Well, tell us what's coming up.
Key Brian Hayes is trying out a new swing at Pirate City. We will divulge some of the information from the video that Destiny's Child put out earlier today, Joe.
Is it the Spencer Horwitz one-arm swing?
No.
Are they all going to employ that this year?
It's actually a two-arm swing
all
the way through.
Okay.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Joe, I think that segment with Mike White hit big.
That was so much fun. It was such a, it was like an oasis in a sea of Steeler quarterback talk, you know, or a desert of Steeler quarterback talk. Kevin Taylor says, incredible segment with Mike White. Might have been the best thing I've ever heard in 15 years at the Fan.
We had somebody on the text line say, I don't follow high school sports of any kind, don't really care for basketball and football, but I was still into the segment.
It was a lot of fun. We're both trying, we went and talked to our boss, we're both trying to get over Mike White and the shot that he took. It was so out of nowhere because you guys aren't, you don't even know each other. You know of each other, you're acquaintances. And Mike said, Donnie, what did he say?
He said, you know who just asked me about you? And I just said, who? And he said, nobody.
It was so weird that it was funny.
That's why I thought, okay, maybe his son, who I've known for some time now, like maybe he said something to him. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I don't talk to his son every day because he's like a friend of a friend, but I know him. So I thought maybe that's where he was going. But he just pulled like a dad joke of all time.
Yeah. I mean, that was remarkable. All right, it's time for Bechtold's Breakdown first. I've lost track of everything here, Limits. We're coming up on the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. The show is yours, my friend.
Thank you very much, very kindly. This is the Bechtold Breakdown for Friday, February 14th, 2025, sponsored by our good friends at Southside Plumbing and Heating, Southside Jake. Here we go. Key Brian Hayes, and according to a video from Andrew Destin of the Post-Gazette, Key Brian Hayes is swinging with two hands on the bat. Now, you might know that Key Brian Hayes' swing when he gets out of the box is usually more so one-handed, favoring his left hand, and he takes his right hand off the bat right after he contacts the ball. This is now a two-handed follow-through from Key Brian Hayes. And Donnie, I think, is this maybe Key Brian trying to neutralize his back injury, trying to increase launch angle? How optimistic are you about Key Brian Hayes this season, or if you're optimistic at all?
On a scale of 1 to 10, minus a trillion. How about that? I mean, this is just... I hope he succeeds. The small times we've seen him healthy, he looks like he can be a pretty good player. And he's obviously a phenomenal fielder, but within that optimistic story by Destiny's Child the other day on the new Key Brian Hayes, I'm sorry, but the line that jumped out to me was this. As Hayes has said publicly before, he acknowledged that his lower back issues will likely linger for the rest of his career and life. Other than that, Donnie, he's in great shape. What are we doing here?
I worry a ton about his back. I mean, we've seen what he can do when healthy, especially in the field. I mean, I don't think people really question that. The guy is an exceptional player at third base. But the back thing, it scares me. Like, okay, there's not a ton of money in the grand scheme of things put into him. It's the years that are put into him where you treat this guy like he is a cornerstone piece of your franchise.
I would have gone out and gotten a new third baseman just to hedge your bets. It's not like you're spending, you know,
well, that's what I wonder.
$1 billion on Key Brian Hayes. He can't depend on him because he's hurt.
That's what I wonder with, you know, IKF is still here. The guy can play pretty much everywhere, and he's a good fielder pretty much everywhere. They make the move for Adam Frazier, which
Donnie,
I still
don't like.
Donnie,
did you adjust the heat in here? I feel cold air coming through here now. Did you limit?
I turned it down like one.
You did?
Yeah.
Without consulting? It's freezing in here all of a sudden. We're doing a show together.
I didn't think 1 degree would turn the tide of everything.
Oh my goodness, Donnie. It's like when you turn the thermostat down in the house and like Joe's wife gets really upset. Joe, I'm so cold. Or Joe, it's so hot in here.
Seriously, I feel cold air blowing on me now.
Okay, well you can turn it back up.
I resent this that we didn't come to a, you didn't say, hey, do you mind if I turn down the thermostat?
It was at like a 71 and I put it to a 70.
Big difference. I feel it. But that's okay. I interrupted
you. All right, you can turn it back up then when
Thank
we
you.
Go to break here.
I'm going to do
go
it.
Go ahead.
Donnie, do you have any interest in Derek Hall or DJ Stewart playing first base for the Pirates?
It's almost like the scene from Major League where like they don't even know who the guys are. And then there's the like joke made about the one guy being deceased and they tell him to cross him off the list. Like it You know the scene I'm talking about?
Yes.
I love that movie, by the way. It's one of my favorite baseball movies. That's what it feels like with a few of these names that get thrown out there internally to try and fix this problem that they now have.
It's remarkable. May I throw a topic in here?
Yes, you may. The Bechtel breakdown is a collaborative effort.
It's a democratic endeavor.
It is a democracy, yes.
Pat White. Record-setting quarterback for West Virginia, the headline says, returns to Mountaineers as an assistant. Just very quickly, one of my first jobs was covering West Virginia football. This was pre-Pat White. This was Mark Bulger. But saw him play many, many, many times. And I think he's the most underrated athlete that I've ever covered. He was phenomenal as a runner, as a passer, as a winner. I love Pat White, and I know it didn't go well in 13-9. That was a great day for Pitt. But he was phenomenal, Donnie. Look at
he
the
really
numbers
was.
He put up. I mean, he was just pure entertainment.
He and Steve Slayton, they were one of the most exciting combos in the entire country.
So
in
much
that
fun
season.
To watch.
There, man, I think back, because that when would you say is like the peak fandom that you have sort of growing up, like probably around the time you're like 12, 13 years old.
Yes.
Like you feel very strong about
absolutely
just really every sport. It also helped that I guess that time period in my life, all of the teams were actually pretty good in, you know, complete converse of where things are at now with Pittsburgh sports.
But yes.
Like that 2007 college football season will be forever one of my favorites. I mean, I was like 12 years old. There was just chaos every single week. You had the top two teams losing every couple of weeks. It starts with the Appalachian State over Michigan upset, and the final week of the regular season was the 13-9 game.
Man, I'm with you on
but
that.
But I will say, going back to your original point, Pat White, Steve Slayton, that combo was unbelievably good.
Limits, I'm sorry to interrupt.
And Greg Gattuso goes back to Penn State now. To be a coach, too. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
How about that? What do you make of that?
They're loading up that coaching staff.
What role is he in? Do we know? Like a consultant or D-line? What's he doing?
Yeah, let me make sure I get the official title.
I love Greg Gattuso. I played one-on-one. Not one-on-one. It was three-on-three basketball with him in one of those media things. You talk about a guy you couldn't move off the block, Donnie. Now, this was 20 years ago, but we had some battles, me and Greg Gattuso.
I give James Franklin, Penn State football, you know, the credit here because they come up short last season. They do get down to the Final Four of the college football playoff. They get knocked out by Notre Dame. They have made bigger improvements to their coaching staff than anybody else. Like, they've gone out and made some major changes. They've had a lot of guys come back as opposed to going to the league. Now, they lost their two best players. They lost Abdul Carter. They lost Tyler Warren. Both of those guys will be not only first-round picks, but both probably taken in the top 15, maybe even top 10 for both. Carter absolutely will be. But they're looking to make another run at this thing.
There's only one more place to go. For they're still sort of where Franklin said they were those years ago. Very good, trying to be one of the elite.
I still think
they're in that sort of purgatory. Maybe nudged it forward a little bit this year, but you know, there's one more step to go.
Yeah, and you look at their schedule for next season. I think that's a team that's going to be 11-1. I still. Just because this team continues to be the roadblock for James Franklin, I still won't say that he will beat Ohio State, because until he does so, I'm not going to believe that he can do it. He comes up short every time against them, no matter what the circumstances are, except for the one Marcus Allen blocked kick game. But they're going to be 11-1.
Yeah.
And they're going to go right back to college football playoff, probably get one of the better seeds again. So Penn State, I think, built for at least where they just finished.
Gattuso will be a senior analyst at Penn State, and a lot of the talk has been, guys, that, you know, Michigan ran it back 2 years ago with J.J. McCarthy as a junior. Both of their running backs come back. Roman Wilson's back. All their defensive pieces that could have gone on to the draft, they win a national title and go undefeated. Ohio State, they bring in all this $20 million roster, bring in Caleb Downs, bring in Will Howard, but most of their defensive pieces, like Tui Moleal and a lot of their Jack Sawyer, all come back. That's what the Penn State blueprint is in 25.
Next.
All right, next up, let's go to some pro football rumors with Aaron Rodgers now gone from the Jets, or at least the Jets moving on from him. Devontae Adams seems like the next logical piece. The Jets owe him $36 million this upcoming season, and it seems like it's just a matter of time before he is a former New York Jet, just like Rodgers. Would you be compelled at all to acquire Devontae Adams, whether it's a trade or in free agency, Donnie?
Do you think that means it would have to be sort of a package deal? Do we think it is, if you have Aaron Rodgers, you have to get Devontae Adams? It seems like Rodgers has that sort of impact.
Could be.
Where he's at.
I could see one of them just being cut. Like, they could probably trade Adams for a decent piece. What are they going to get for Rodgers?
Well, I think Rodgers is just cut. Like, he's going to be a dude that's signed in free agency.
I mean, this is a horrible idea. Again, this just gave me post-traumatic stress from watching the Jets last year. Can you imagine if both of them came to the Steelers? They're done. They're done. Now, I've said Rodgers can probably be as good as Russell Wilson. He can, but if you're actually trying to win something of significance, this is a losing proposition, especially that package deal.
I wouldn't take the package deal. I would take Devontae Adams still, though. I don't know what that guy's price would be. He's going to be 33 years old, so I don't know what the finances are looking like there, but he's still a pretty good player. He played 11 games last year with the Jets. He had 854 and 7 touchdowns. That's better than almost every single Steelers target, not just wide receiver. Every single guy that could potentially catch the football, every pass catcher, Adams was better than in 11 games.
Are the Eagles having their parade today?
Yes.
Right now.
Have we seen highlights of it?
I haven't seen anything yet.
This is incredulent. I'm looking at it right now.
How many parades did you cover, Joe?
A Steelers one after they beat the Seahawks, and I think both Penguins in 16 and 17, maybe even three of the Penguins.
Did you broadcast live from down there?
I didn't. No, I did my thing where I went around and interviewed people and asked them if they like Cornish hens.
Oh, I forgot about that. How could I possibly forget?
I've only ever gone to one championship parade.
What was it?
Penguins in 2009. I didn't go to either Steelers one. I guess myself and, I don't know, probably because, you know, it wasn't like I got the day off from school or anything.
Are they overrated or underrated, Donnie, championship parades?
I mean, I would love to go to the next one that we have, whenever the hell that may be.
Yeah, the idea that you win the championship is great, but is the parade itself, have you been to many?
I went to the Penguins 2017 parade.
Did you like it?
I did. I have a lot of really good pictures right on the, I think it was right off Smithfield Street. You know where people will sit out on that parking garage?
Did you get Ole Matta passed out on the balcony? Remember that one, Donnie?
Yeah. Crosby came right past us with the Stanley Cup on a pickup truck. Wow. I got this great, it probably was like 10 feet from me. Really cool.
Yeah, I actually enjoyed it. There was a Carl Hagelin lookalike on the Clemente Bridge walking over there, and I asked him if he was related to Hagelin, and then I asked him if he liked Cornish hens.
How many yeses did you get to the Cornish hens question?
I mean, again, if anything was working back there, we could hear some of it, Donnie. A lot of them, yeah. Some people didn't know what they were. Some people liked them a lot. There was a woman who she lived alone and had just cooked a Cornish hen for herself, stuffed with raisins. Lots of responses.
Raisins.
I don't think I ever had one.
You should. It's a baby chicken. Next.
All right. Tyreek Hill and Olympic gold medalist Noah Lyles are apparently going to race each other in a relay race. Or I don't think it's a relay race.
Wait, just who is?
Like a sprint. Tyreek Hill and Noah Lyles, the fastest man for the U.S. And
not to be confused with Noah Hiles.
That's correct. The Noah Constrictor. Noah Lyles from the Olympics.
Yeah.
They're going to race. So I don't know if you remember back to the Olympics when Noah Lyles won like so many gold medals for the United States and Tyreek Hill was saying, I'm faster than him. And Noah Lyles was arguing back with him like, no, you're not. Now it seems like they're going to put it to the test. Is anyone interested in watching this?
What are the details of it? Like they already have a time and place and a...
Wait, who's racing?
Tyreek Hill, the wide receiver for the Dolphins, Joe.
Yes.
And Olympic 100-meter gold medalist Noah Lyles.
Yeah, I love these things, and I would watch it. Would you, Donnie?
I would. I mean, it's only going to be...
That's the thing. You
10 seconds?
Exactly.
Yeah. So
there'll be a buildup of probably a week, but yeah, I'd watch it for
sure. It'll be like the Kentucky Derby with humans.
Yeah.
They did a joint interview with People, and Hill and Lyles both said they're eager to race, but did not give a date, location, or distance for the race.
I think Lyles will win. Not that I necessarily want that, but I think he will win.
Me too. I mean, he's got the experience as an Olympic sprinter.
What if they made them both run in without pads and then with football pads on?
So
that would be interesting.
I think that's where you get a difference, yeah.
You agree with that?
Lyles would be completely new to that. Like, he'd have to adjust, and he'd have to, like, train that way, too, if he knew that was the case.
Yeah, because you add on, I mean, how much weight are those extra pads, Donnie? Like, that's a decent amount.
Yeah, they are. I mean, and for somebody who's never worn them, it will definitely be a change and be like a little bit uncomfortable.
How fast is the fastest human? 25 miles an hour, maybe?
Usain Bolt.
How fast do they go?
I thought it was like maybe 21?
28 miles per hour.
Whoa.
You know, there's a falcon. Is it the...
And it was Usain Bolt.
Peregrine falcon can go 200 miles an hour, Donnie, in the air. That's the fastest animal on Earth.
You ever see one of those?
No, have you?
No, where are they at?
I don't know. They might be at Shenley Park, for all I know. I don't know where they fly. I don't know.
Not a cheetah?
Cheetah goes 75 miles an hour.
Wow. How about that? Could you imagine a cheetah is just running down the road as you're driving 75 miles an hour trying to race? Could you imagine a cheetah is just bolting it down,
Donnie,
the parkway?
Donnie, that's why you know what I'm really not a fan of is any of these safaris, you know, whatever country you want to pick, where these wild animals just walk up to your car.
Yeah, no thanks.
I don't
know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm not interested in coming face-to-face with a lion, you know? Are you?
Could be having a bad day, and then you're all in trouble.
Right. Donnie, did you know the pronghorn antelope can go 55 miles an hour?
The pronghorn antelope?
Yeah, 55. It could go under the speed limit.
Sammy Hagar.
The wildebeest. The wild 50. The lion can go 50.
That's pretty scary.
Yeah.
Wait, how about a bear? Bears are a lot faster than what people think.
Yeah, they are.
Short distance especially.
Yeah.
That's like a big D tackle on the 40.
Oh, yeah. A bear.
Or the 10-yard split.
I mean, listen, I once did a whole column on if you did a kickoff to a bear. No. If you did a kickoff to a human and the bear covered the kick, would the bear make the tackle? Would the bear get there like right away? Like how would that work? Do you think you could get past a bear, in other words, if you were on a kickoff?
No.
I actually interviewed athletes.
Do I have like 10 other guys blocking the bear for me?
No, you got nothing. It's you and the bear.
No, I'm dead.
You and the bear.
That thing's going to maul me.
You're wrong. And I interviewed a lot of people about this.
Were they all former NFL kick returners?
What did they think when you asked them this question?
Is. Here's the column, the kick returner and the grizzly bear. It's from the Trib from 2015. So Jonathan Bomboli presented this question to Dan Bylsma during a pregame press meal. And the question went like this. Bomboli said he heard it in the streets of Chicago. I don't know how that happened. Say you have a kick returner standing at the goal line, poised to head upfield, and a grizzly bear at the 50. Who wins? Okay, so Bomboli came on my show, like whenever this was. Mulsey gave it a crack. So did Pit AD Scott Barnes, Greg Brown from the Pirates. I spoke with a grizzly bear rep for the United States Fish and Wildlife Service, Donnie. I went to those lengths. And here's the thing. Danny Smith, I quoted. You ready for his quote? I'm serious. He said, would the returner score? Danny Smith said, no question. His get-go is quicker, and the bear isn't going to last as long. A bear's fast, a bear's quick, but a bear can't run forever. Robert Golden, remember the Steelers special team captain? Can you believe this? He said, definitely he's scoring. Got a shifty guy out there and a big grizzly. The guy's going to be shiftier. 90% of the people I talked to said that the kick returner wins.
Yeah, I'm going to take the bear.
Because his weakness, Donnie, is side to side. You throw one fake at him and he's thrown off.
You better hope you get him. Grizzly bear can run up to 35 miles per hour.
How big is that grizzly bear's wingspan? Well, might just claw it.
And it's about 600 pounds.
Here's the thing. There was a Calgary native named Jeff Galis who wrote the Grizzly Bear Manifesto. So I called him. He told me of a Yellowstone grizzly who stood 8 feet, 650 pounds, with a 10-foot wingspan. Guess what his 40 time was?
What?
2.72.
That is terrifying.
They just line them up and say, all right, here we go on three. Yeah, start running. Had,
who was the Steelers' old trainer? Is it Mark Gorsak? Is that his name?
He's the guy scout.
He used to time the 40. They had him sitting there.
8 feet, 650, and he runs the 40 in 2.72, Donnie. He said at 30 miles an hour, the bear covers 44 feet per second, and he can do that for 2 miles. So he feels like the bear would have a great, great chance to win that.
Yeah, see, you brought up, okay, the bear is quick, it's fast, but it can't go for all that long. All it has to go for is like 100 yards.
I know. Well, no, the big weakness for the bear is peripheral vision side to side. Like the bear straight ahead is the greatest pass rusher in NFL history, but you run a reverse on him, he's dead. He ain't. Now, you might be dead if he catches you. But if you run a reverse on the bear, he has no chance.
I think I'm taking the bear's chances.
Limits, who are you taking?
I don't feel confident taking anyone other than the bear in this situation.
I'd be dead. I mean, if the bear gets an illegal hands to the face penalty, your head's probably coming off.
You better fasten your helmet there, Donnie. Make sure it's secure.
If this 8 foot, 650-pound guy does that same hit that Mahomes took to his face the other day, you're right. He's beheaded.
Yeah. That could get ugly.
Yeah, that'd be a hell of a
scene. They better not put this into practice.
That'd be a hell of a
scene. I used to watch that sports science show. I used to love that show.
I love that show,
yeah. They'd have it on ESPN.
Yeah.
I don't think they should test this. That would not be pretty.
Did you watch Mythbusters, too?
Here and there.
Yeah, I love that show. All right, coming up next, a very special quiz show. This show has devolved. A very special quiz show, Limits, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it'll be unique. We'll put it that way.
What's it about?
Great question. We're going to go back in time to some old quiz show questions and see if we can dox your memory.
Wow.
With some former answers here.
I like this, Donnie.
How about
this
that?
Is a memory test. All right, quiz show coming up next. First, I want to tell you what's happening in the NBA. I can't get over that, Donnie. 8 feet, 650 pounds with a 10-foot wingspan, and the dude runs the 40 in 2.72, 1/1,000. 2/1,000, 3, he's there.
How many bench reps do you think he could do at 225?
They practice by lifting salmons in the streams.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising?
People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience?
Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative.
Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends.
Don't just stay in the game. Win it.
Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.